Hello, KDNK listeners. It's Jill Rubin with another episode of Let's Talk. You know this show by now. It's the opportunity where we talk about all things local, everything in our communities, how we share, how we come closer together. And today is no different. We've got an extraordinary guest. She is a dear friend of mine. Her name is Jillian Livingston, and she is what we call an influencer. It's a term that's sweeping social media and becoming bigger than most advertising campaigns. It's pop culture. It's what we're going to find out right now, what an influencer is. Welcome, Jillian, my friend.
Hi, Jill. I'm so happy to be here. Wow, talk about manifestations.
Yeah, big dreams for both of us going on in all of the community. Well, let's start off with that phrase. I want to know from you, being here for almost 30 years with your family, and we'll get into that in a little bit. What does it mean to be called an influencer? What is that? It's a big word with a lot of meaning.
You know, I think that that with anything, there's the terminology for it. I mean, influencers are people that influence others with topics of conversation. They have big numbers on social media. And
followers.
They have with their followers and they influence people's decisions on what to do, what to shop for, what to, you know, how to live their lives. I think I'm on that maybe on a smaller scale. I consider myself more of a connector, but because I have a blog that I've had since 1995, I have a good size following, and I've just had, you know, I've just evolved through the years, and that's transcended into social media, and my numbers just keep growing. So I consider myself more of a connector, helping people to connect with what it is they're looking for when they come to our valley.
Which has to do with influencing. It's connecting people and influencing them how we live in our communities, how the business we're doing. You know, Jillian has been here for 30 years now. She's raising three boys. Well, by now they're young men, with her husband, Wade. And they've been part of a lot of changes. You know, being here 30 years, the Roaring Fork Valley and all its communities, you have seen the changes. You've seen the changes in how people do business, how they live their lives, the education system, just because of your own personal lifestyle. So let's segue a little bit into the connecting part of it. You have a huge following what are we going to call it? A blog? We're going to call it a group? We're going to call it a community? Aspen Business Connect. Talk to our listeners a little bit about Aspen Business Connect.
So I had my blog, and it started off, I started off as a mommy blogger, and then I started to really write about everything that was going on around town. But I was connecting with a lot of people outside of our valley, and I wanted to go inward and really get to know the people that worked within our valley. So I started to throw events, because for me to go into every business and introduce myself was exhausting. Mm-hmm. I could do maybe one business a month. And so I just started to throw events to get everybody in the room so I could meet everyone and they could meet each other. And it took off. Everybody was really excited about the opportunity to meet monthly. And I held them in lots of different locations: Caribou Club, St. Regis, Marble Bar, Aspen, Aspen Kitchen, Mr. Gray, which was a gray lady at the time. And they were just really incredible events where we would have panel discussions, and then a lot of it had to do with networking, which our valley really doesn't like that word, networking. Jill, you don't like that word, networking.
I'm not a big fan. Well, because I just think networking, it's now, let's bring it into the 2020 era. It is influencing. You are a leader in bringing people together that do all kinds of different things, and now you're having people socialize.
Yeah, I think that what it really is, as someone said this to me, one of my sponsors at Snowmass Base Village, they said that I'm intentionally creating community.
There you go.
And that is ultimately my goal, is I love to know everybody in a room. I come from a small town, and I really would love to bridge the gap between Carbondale and Aspen and bring people closer together. I know we're all very busy and our schedules get It gets tough to attend so many things. What I do know is that these when we have these conversations at these events, the collaborations that have formed, I have a whole page of testimonials on the blog. I'm amazed. And people have even admitted that they didn't want to go to network. They hated that idea, but they went anyway. And the relationships that they formed, they started working together or referring one another. We all act as our own concierges. That's what word of mouth means. So you have to get out of your desk space and get into a location where you're meeting people and having these conversations so that you can see what the climate is for you with your business and how it's different with their. Maybe people have figured things out that you're still blocked with. And we act as our own, each other's sounding boards and cheerleaders. You always said mm-hmm. that to me. You were a cheerleader
for
me.
I'm a cheerleader of Jillian Livingston.
Well, you are for everyone. And that's what Less Talk is all about, is giving people platforms. And so that's what the conversations are about, is giving businesses platforms to talk about what they're doing. And then we take those conversations, I distribute them on the blog, I distribute them on my social media channels, I put them on my Insta stories. I've got like four different feeds on Instagram. But ultimately, you know, it was hard for me at first because I never had any capital. So mm-hmm. I just kept going forward and doing it. And I hate having to charge tickets, but when you have to pay for the venue, mm-hmm. then you have to charge a little bit. I try and give as much as I can in return. A lot of my events are free, but then there are some that are a paid ticket. But if you're a co-venture member, you get $5 off your ticket price. You can buy a pass, which brings the ticket price down, so you can go to four more events.
Well, it's investing in yourself. Yeah. This is the world we're living in. The internets have brought people together from across the world, all over the world. So having someone like you in a community such as the Roaring Fork Valley, which is from Glenwood Springs all the way to Aspen, people getting together, having conversations, growing. This is how people, this is the platform for Let's Talk. It's the same exact thing. We are bridging people together so we can get closer to each other. And everybody should prosper. If you're bringing people in that are entrepreneurs, that are business owners, that are meeting other potential business people, then you too should prosper. This is who you are. You have the platform that they would not be meeting each other had it not been for you holding these events. Talk to us about sponsorship a little bit. Do you have businesses that sponsor and then also want to be part of it?
Yes, there's different ways of coming in, and it's happening pretty quickly. But the more sponsorship I have, the more I can bring the ticket price down and still give away great, you know, cocktails and appetizers. And so
social
I
event.
Do, yeah, I mean, when I don't want to throw people off by the word business, because it's for people that want to either meet the business professionals of our valley or are becoming a business professional. But it's the sponsors that want to connect with community that come in. You know, Snowmass Base Village, they love having my events up there. And we have this event coming up on Saturday up there. And we're going to continue to do more throughout the summer. And we are aligned. My sponsors and I are aligned with our mission and goal to connect the community closer together. Slifer Smith Frampton also came in. They really have a vested interest in getting to know our community and how it works. And then First Bank, Banking for Good. I mean, they sponsor First Fridays down here. I feel really, really grateful for these. I don't want to bring in anybody that doesn't have the same desire as me. And also, I want to stay in my flow. So if a sponsor comes in, I want to make sure that they're not changing my vision or directing my course, but they're helping me and they're the wind beneath my sails. And yes, if a sponsor wants me to throw an event for them, you know, either at their business establishment and just to connect my name to it, and I'll do all the marketing for it, that is an option as well. We have annual sponsors, we have exclusive sponsors, and we have people that come in per event because they like the subject matter. So,
well, that's what brings me to my next topic. We're going to be able to drive everybody to where they can get all the information, but again, let's go back to Jillian Livingston in your 30 years here. You have three children, which means you've had children in school. So you're part of the education system and what's going on in that in our valley and how that's evolving. And perhaps there's meetings and seminars and things that you bring people together for that particular subject. We all know that what's been close to me and that I've done for several episodes of the show is the mental health community and what's going on. And it's not Carbondale versus Aspen. These are communities of people, and we're people, and we just live in different areas of the valley. So having a place to go on a different topic and whatever platform you're having is where we can really evolve and get closer to each other and figure out some of our issues and grow from there, whether it's business or mental health or education. Am I not right?
I love that you're bringing that up because Jill's referring to an event I did last year. It was a teen mental health. My passion and my cause is always revolving around teen mental health with my three boys and loving all of their friends. I just really see a need for health. And thankfully, the Valley seems to be stepping up in that department as well.
Very much.
But with that event that I did with helping teens through community and family, what I wanted to do, and I know other people are doing as well, but I wanted to bring together all the mental health professionals in our Valley. And I missed quite a few, but I planned it in a month and get them all together in one place to talk about what they think the issues are. The next teen event I want to do, other than the one on Saturday, is have the teens tell us what they think the issues are. But the whole thing is bringing all the like-minded communities together so we're all in on it and we're more powerful together. And that's why I'm also bringing in partners who are also influencers like Lead with Love and CoVenture and Hear House now. They're all partners of mine. And so we all share each other's events. We're stronger together. We can deliver a better message together. Hear House and I, we're throwing an event March 26th at Hear House. It's going to be a mixer. I hope that Carbondaleites will come up for that, but I don't expect you to. I have events coming down here as well, so I want people to reach out to me.
Well, as you grow, we grow. That's what connecting people is all about. When I first met Jillian was actually one of the first people I met when I moved here to the Valley. And we immediately connected because I was looking to build a life for myself here. And I was in media and I wanted to know who was doing what, where, when, and how. And Jillian and I have stayed close ever since. And how I met Jillian, and we're going to segue into this right now. We talked a little bit about Aspen Business Connect, but her birth, what she birthed first was Aspen Real Life. And Aspen Real Life speaks volumes of what it is. Maybe we should call it Roaring Fork Real Life at this point, or the Valley.
I don't want to turn anyone off, right?
I know, right. It's not just Aspen. That's why we evolved it.
Yeah.
But talk a little bit of how that happened. Was it being a local person and being... How did Aspen Real Life come about?
I mean, I was a mommy blogger.
You were a mommy blogger.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to stay home, be a stay-home mom with my three little boys. And I started writing about life in Aspen and raising boys in a town where we didn't necessarily have the same means as others. And that's how I grew my followers. I started to go to blog her and all these different conferences. But then I had to leave it because I needed to get a salary.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left it to work for a digital marketing firm. But I really wanted to return to it because I wanted to keep platforming people. So Aspen Real Life then became really all about the locals. My vision for Aspen Real Life was to have it be locally driven, bring in a team of writers and editors and really just talk about everybody's own, bring the kids in to talk about their lifestyle. And I'm working with the school right now with the special ed kids. I want to give them my platform on the blog so that they can write on the blog and do visualizations. But I got burnt out. I can't do it on my own. And I was raising three boys. My vision transferred over to events because I just didn't have the wherewithal.
Well, you evolved, Jillian.
Yeah.
And you had more of a need.
And
as your babies grew into, as I just called them, little young men now, they're not boys so much anymore. Well, yeah, we're getting there, as all of you parents out there can relate. But it's true. You evolved Aspen Real Life, which was the baby, the infant.
It was the baby.
It was the infant. And as you grew it grew. As the community grew, it grew. And now we're at the events. Now we're at Aspen Business Connect. Now we have a place for everybody to go wherever they are at their period in their life and what their needs might be. Am I correct? Let's talk about Saturday night. What's going on Saturday?
So Saturday, so my son Axel, my middle son, is an artist. He just won 4 Gold Key Scholastic Art and Writing Awards, which is a very They're very prestigious awards in Colorado.
Yay, and Axel.
One of them is an American Vision Award that 1 out of 5 Colorado students win. And then his friend Jake Baza won honorable mention. So those two, there was a program designed for them by Stephanie Nixon at the Aspen High School. It's not an IB art program, but it was a program for kids that don't necessarily excel in English. I guess they lose a lot of artists through that program because 60% of it is writing and English skills. So Stephanie Nixon created a program for them, and now they both won awards. And so they're going to be showing their artwork at the Snowmass Collective this Saturday, 4:30 to 7. We're going to have DJ Olivia Reagan play. She's DJ Dylan's daughter, and she's got to be good or Axel wouldn't want her. So she's going to be playing, and Mix 6 will be serving their food, and there's going to be happy hour prices at the bar. And there's something going on at the Lynn Brick Cabin that day. There's a pork roast. So I'm hoping that people go from there straight over to the collective to see their artwork. The pieces that they won awards for are going to be, they'll be copies of them there. There'll be prints that they can see, but they also have some original new artwork. And Axel had an art exhibit at Aspen Hatter recently, and he sold almost all his work. So people are wanting originals. It's going to be a really fun event. And then a percentage of proceeds will go to teen mental health. Kelly Peters is setting up some sort of fund for that at Straight Line Studio. But it's going to be a rockin' fun event.
Well, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young people that are artists. They're musicians. They write. They paint. They draw. That live in our communities. And I think it's great that you're bringing your son into the limelight again because you have this platform. So, you know, all of these people, they have a place that they can go and they can connect. Your word, they can connect. Let's talk about that. Where should people go to get the information of what we just talked about? And on top of getting involved, I mean, these people can get involved with you as well.
Well, I want them all. I want all of you artists and everyone. I want everyone. It's a free event. I want everyone to show up because this is where we can all just, you know, get together and we can start collaborating together. I can think of more things I want to do with all of the artists. I am more specific to teens, but I'm open to hearing what other ideas are there. And if you go to aspenbusinessconnect.com, that link will take you straight to my winter spring program. So there'll be links. All of the invites are on Eventbrite and Facebook on Aspen Real Life and Aspen Business Connect. I'm on Instagram under those feeds. Just look up Aspen Real Life. You'll see I'm everywhere is what I hear. And Aspen Business
Influencer.
Connect.
Here we go.
Influencer. I would love for you to follow me on Aspen Business Connect because that is really business specific. And then I'll get to see who's out there. It's hard for me to do all the research. So if you just reach out to me, I'll get to see it. I also have some marketing packages that I can help. I like to do my real profiles, which really is a raw version of telling who you are and how you've reached your fullest expression. So that's a fun thing that I like to do on the blog.
So if you were to sum up the vision, or maybe perhaps it's the mission right now, of Aspen Connect between Carbondale, Aspen, Glenwood, Basalt, all of our communities, what would you like to say to the audience listening?
Well, I'll tell you a little secret, Jill. I was saving this for you for your interview. It
I
came
love
up in
secrets.
One of my dreams. I as the youngest in my family, who was always accepted everywhere I went because of my older sisters, I love knowing everybody, and I can see how it just makes the world that much warmer and sunnier, and to find your like-minded people so that you can all be there for each other. And that's what I want Aspen Business Connect to be. So don't get thrown off by the name Aspen. I'm really wanting to connect us all together so that we can collaborate and do things together and be the wind beneath our sails and provide platforms for each other and really mean it when we say we want to connect. I mean it. I mean it.
We want to meet. We want to do business together. We want our children to know each other. We want the mental health to come together. It has no geography. And so bringing it together in these communities is really, I think, what Aspen Business Connect, Jillian Livingston, is all about.
So what's my ask?
What's your ask?
My ask is for you to show up, to don't say, oh, I don't feel like it. I mean, it's once a month. And, or it's probably going to be more than that. But just try and show up once a month to at least one of the events. That if you go to the website, you'll see the topics. They're all gem of events. I mean, Jill helped me to start these in the first place. I mean, they're really all about community and connecting and conversation. And I really want to continue to do it. So come show up. And let's just see where we can go from there.
And so if people connect with the .com, the AspenBusinessConnect.com, also it's the social media. What are your hashtags so they can follow you and see your calendar?
So Aspen Real Life and Aspen Business Connect. I also have Jillian's Real Life. That's my own little personal feed that really has shown my progress and how I took the leap and got to where I am
today. For all
those
mommies out there.
Oh, yeah. It has not been easy. It's been about 2 years of feeling lost and confused, even though I looked like I was creating something. It was way too broad. It was too much. So Jillian's Real Life on Instagram, and I have a blog, jilliansreallife.com, that I don't go to very often. But Aspen Real Life and Aspen Business Connect are my main channels, .com on both of them, and then on Instagram. That's LinkedIn. I'm all over the place.
And you quickly mentioned, and I think I'm just going to bring it up again. You are hoping to come down this way, have some events down this way. What anything going on?
Well, so I mean, right now I have First Bank as a sponsor, and we are doing an event May 14th at the Carbondale branch with Kirsty Ennis, who's a retired Marine sergeant. She's incredible. She's a philanthropist. She's young, she's beautiful, and she's a total bad. Can I say it on the air? She's a badass.
She's a badass.
So completely. I did want to mention I have also an event next week on Thursday at Scarlett's in Aspen with local architects and designers. And we're talking about the power of storytelling through design. That is a ticketed item, but it's going to be an incredible event. I would
what
love
does that mean,
for you.
Design? Are you talking about architecture?
Well, it's moderated by Rich Carr, principal and partner at CCY Architects. And Todd Kennedy is going to be talking about their Victorian Music Box house, which is, it's just a gem of a house where they designed it to Chopin's Sonata. So they have slats in the walls where the light plays the music on the staircase as you're going up. I mean, all these things, I feel they're just like little jewels. And then Derek Skalko of One Friday Design is going to be talking about the Lundy House, which was a Victorian project that they wanted to scrape, but they didn't. And then Sherry Sanzone of Blue Green has a really cool property, and she's going to be talking about the rain gardens, and it was a Texas rancher. It's right outside by Maroon Creek Club. It's a ranch there, and you know, things that we drive by every day. Now I'm running into them, and they're creating more magic in my life and knowing the story. But they're going to talk about their stories behind
okay.
the project.
So we're gonna say Jillian Livingston, Aspen Real Life, Aspen Business Connect, all of these places that you get to go, so we all can connect with each other. I'd like to end the show by saying all of these platforms, KDNK radio shows, the social media sites, the local community groups, and people who are dedicated to their communities like Jillian are on a mission to connect so we prosper and have places to go where we find how much we really do need each other. So, Jillian, thank you so much for coming on. You've given everybody a great platform to go to and connect and come together, and we look forward to all your future groups.
Well, thank you, Jill and KDNK. I so appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
So until next time, this is Let's Talk. I'm Jill Rubin. Take good care.